And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The crooning of Rosemary Clooney, the funk from Bootsy Collins, and the country heart of Skeeter Davis are all a significant part of Cincinnati's music history. But the Queen City's role in and connection to the national music industry goes beyond our local favorites. So when you combine the city's love for music and great cocktails, you have the basis of the new book, Cincinnati Rocktails, an amped-up spin on mixology, which details the connections of famous musicians and singers to Cincinnati and pairs their stories with curated cocktails. So authors, musicians, and mixologists Kristen Kreft and Maya Lou Bonatuala join Cincinnati Edition to talk about how they curated the list of famous names, those names' connections to the city, and the creation of the cocktails they associate with them. Kristen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And
thank
Maya Lou, thank you as well. So glad to have you. So this is, first of all, a very lovely produced book. It's nice to hold. It's really well done.
Thanks.
And again, it's called Rocktails, an amped up spin on mixology. And basically, you've got this list of artists with local connections, and you give a little story about them and maybe their connection to the city. And then you've got a cocktail that you've come up with, because now you're authors, musicians, and you're mixologists. So
absolutely,
you know a thing or two about mm-hmm. all of those things. So first, Kristen, I want to know, where did the idea come from that this was something worth exploring all of your ideas and putting it pen to paper?
Great question. So since we are both musicians and since we are both bartenders, we worked side by side together for many years creating cocktails. And all of our cocktails were always honoring musicians or songs, and we had this collection of really great cocktails and really great stories to tell with the cocktails. You know, when I'm serving you the Rosemary Clooney the Sway, I can tell you about why the Rosemary Clooney Sway is what it is. You know, why did we design it with the gin? What made us think that?
Well, why? Tell us. Well, because that's one of the more famous people that we know around here.
Well, I mean, when we were designing that cocktail together, we're like, you know, Rosemary Clooney, she was classy, but she was also kind of a broad. So she couldn't have just plain gin, right? Bourbon barrel gin. I mean, you know, bourbon aged gin sounds a much more kind of daring idea, you know, but then she's also classy and she was beautiful. So the drink had to be tall and elegant, you know, and she had great hats and great style. So the garnish had to also be something over the top and beautiful and represent her with a sprig of rosemary. A light and refreshing but bold cocktail.
Oh, that's so cool. So Maya Lou, how did you go about assembling the list of people that you were going to explore?
Basically, we just started jumping into the research. There's so many other artists that we could have included, but we had to cut it off so that we could finally publish this book. But so we just chose some of our favorites. You know, we obviously had to include, you know, James Brown and Isley Brothers, my personal favorite. And then, you know, we liked to speckle in some that were lesser known, Lemon Pipers.
Lemon Pipers have a Cincinnati connection.
Vicki Anderson.
Vicki Anderson. Yeah.
Well, who are the Lemon Pipers?
Okay, so Lemon Pipers were they are originally a psychedelic band, and they
what era?
60s.
Okay.
And they were popular in Oxford, actually. And they have been credited as to being one of the first bubblegum rock bands, but they never wanted to be bubblegum rock. So their song was Green Tambourine.
Oh.
Yeah, you've heard it.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, but they really, really were a psychedelic rock band. They wanted to be much dirtier than that.
That was not the image they got.
So you might also recognize Black Betty, Ram Jam. Mm-hmm. So the guitarist was the Lemon Pipers guitarist from that. So that connection still is twisted, if you will. So we can kind of claim a little bit of Black Betty, Ram Jam.
Well, what's
with
the
it.
Cocktail that inspires?
So our Green Tambourine, it's the Green Tambourine cocktail. So
as chartreuse.
Yeah, chartreuse, lemon juice. I believe it's another gin one. I have to look it up. Like
okay,
50.
Cool. Yeah. Well, one of the people that I want to talk about, because I'm a Kentucky boy and I'm a country music guy, and before I worked at this radio station, I was doing news at one in Dry Ridge in Grant County, where the Skeeter Davis Highway is. And you have to take the Skeeter Davis Highway into the station. And Skeeter Davis is included. She's from Northern Kentucky, and she had that big hit, The End of the World.
Mm-hmm.
And the cocktail that you came up with is a Manhattan for the end of the world. Maya Lou, why?
Well, I mean, we're going to honor her her most recognized song. But I mean, it's also a personal favorite of ours as well. And, you know, she was very bold in her own sense. And so we just wanted something very simple, very to the point. So it has Antica, Carpano, and Angostura, and Woodford Bourbon, because, I mean, Woodford makes a really strong statement. So,
And also, when we were choosing what is, because we decided we did want to have a handful of classics in the book. And we thought.
Twist them a little
bit. And twist them a little bit. What is the one drink that, if it were the end of the world, what must we have? And it had to be a Manhattan.
Yeah.
It had to be a Manhattan because the way you make the Manhattan, the way you sip the Manhattan, it is the perfect drink to just watch the end of the world.
Reflect on your life.
that's interesting.
The stirring of it and just, you know, keep stirring, keep stirring, keep going, keep going. Finally sit back and sip.
Well, on page 74, you've got one of our favorite people in the greater Cincinnati area, and that's a guy named William Earl Collins, better known as Bootsy. And I remember dancing a lot at the old nightclub Vertigo. Anytime they'd play the song Groove is in the Heart by Delight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember Vertigo?
Yes, I do.
That dates all of us, of course. But yeah, that's his baseline, right? Just talk about him, the influence he's had, and it had to be somewhat easy to come up with a funky idea for this guy.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Bootsy is, so we were trying to think of, you know, like what is one of the funkiest spirits we can come up with.
And it's mezcal.
It's mezcal.
Definitely. Ah. Yeah. People are kind of confused about what mezcal is. It's like, it's a little different shape. It's a little funky. And then we had to like, I mean, come on.
It's a Collins.
It's a Collins.
You had to make a Collins.
Yeah. It was really fun photographing that cocktail too, because the garnishes are just so over the top.
Yeah. We were just like, let's layer all of the limes and all of the lemons and just like make it like a hat, like Bootsy's iconic hat. You know, let's make this giant hat.
He's
out
known
of
for
garnish.
These outlandish outfits, of course, even to this day. He's a very funny guy. Okay, it's the holiday season. Did any of these artists inspire anything that would be appropriate for Christmas time?
Sure. I would say, well,
I realize I'm putting you on the spot there.
No, that's cool. We do have the Rusty York is kind of, it's a, I would say a more Thanksgiving-y kind of pumpkin-y kind of, we have it features an allspice dram, New Riff Bourbon, which is local, and we love New Riff.
We just did an event at New Riff, and we had the three cocktails that had their liquor in our book. We had those
featured at their bar,
and then did a book signing.
So the
really
the Rusty York would be great for like a holiday party. Pumpkin beer, bourbon, allspice dram. And then we also honored our really good friend Harv, who passed away last year. And
she was a DJ
in Cincinnati
and
had ALS, and she was just well loved. But Maya used to make this really fantastic, almost chocolatey milkshakey drink. So when you say Christmas, I think of kind of that creamy Bailey's kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, that would be something that I would love to drink at, you know, Christmas time.
Okay, well, the name of the book is Rocktails, an amped up spin on mixology, and the authors are Kristen Kraft and Maya Lou Bonatwala. They've been our guest. Do you have any events coming up, any signings?
We do. So this weekend is the Crafty Supermarket 10-year anniversary, so we'll be there this Saturday and Sunday at Music Hall from 11 to 5. And then we also have a book signing at the Roebling Point Books and Coffee Shop over in Covington on December 15th from 12 to 1.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Up next, we're joined by a NASA scientist who will explain how this new data could improve our ability to forecast the weather. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.